Okay. It's good to see you once again.
Takže opäť som rád, že vás vidím.
And we just have a short session here where we'll look at one or two details. Look at the first day of creation and then we'll take time for some questions.
Takže v tomto skrátenom konaní budeme mať dve agendy tohto programu. Pozrieme sa na prvý deň stvorenia trošku bližšie a potom dáme priestor otázkam.
Just one more detail I want us to have a look at, however, when we look at the second verse of Genesis 1.
Ešte jeden detail. Keď sa pozrieme na druhý verš v prvej kapitole,
where it says that the Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters.
Hovorí sa tam, že Duch Boží oživujúci sa vznášal nad vodami.
There is just something here I want to point out.
Niečo by som tu rád vyzdvihol.
And that is that the Hebrew word that's used here for spirit.
Hebrejské slovo, ktoré sa tu používa, ktoré symbolizuje ducha,
can also mean wind.
Tiež môže znamenať vietor.
So the Hebrew word has the same meanings as the Greek word, which also means the same thing, wind and spirit.
A prekvapujúce je, že v hebrejčine takisto ako v gréčtine slovo pre ducha a vietor je to isté.
Now, do you remember in John chapter 3 Jesus was talking to Nicodemus?
Keď si spomeniete na to, ako u Jana 3. kapitole Ježiš sa rozpráva s Nikodémom.
And he was trying to talk to Nicodemus about the spirit.
A snaží sa mu hovoriť o duchu.
And in talking to Nicodemus about the spirit, Jesus said, Nicodemus, listen to the wind.
A popri tom povie, Nikodém, načúvaj vetru.
The wind blows, the wind moves wherever it wants.
Ktorý si vaje, kde chce.
Now, you see, I think in English as well as Slovak, we have different words.
A ja viem, že v angličtine aj v slovenčine máme na to rozdielne výrazy.
For wind and spirit.
Povieme inak duch a inak povieme vietor.
But not in Greek.
Ale nie v gréčtine.
Which is when Jesus was talking with Nicodemus.
A vlastne v gréčtine Ježiš hovoril s Nikodémom.
Nor in Hebrew.
A dokonca ani v hebrejčine.
So Jesus could talk to Nicodemus about the spirit and say, listen to the wind.
Znamená to, že Ježiš mohol hovoriť celý čas Nikodémovi o duchu a nakoniec mu povedal, načúvaj vetru.
Because it's the same word in Greek.
Lebo je to naozaj to isté slovo v gréčtine.
And in Hebrew.
A takisto aj v hebrejčtine to je to isté slovo.
Here in the Genesis chapter 1 verse 2.
Keď sme tu v Genesis 1. kapitole pri 2. verši.
The earth is covered in water.
Zem je zaliatá vodou.
And the Spirit of God moves on the surface
of
the waters.
A duch Boží sa vznáša nad tvárou vôd.
Is it the Spirit of God?
Je to duch Boží?
Or is it just a wind from
Alebo
God?
Je to len nejaký vietor od Boha?
Now the reason that I raise that point.
Dôvod, prečo sa pýtam,
is that if you go on a few verses in Genesis to Genesis chapter 8.
Je ten, že keď si nalistujeme 8. kapitolu Genesis.
Genesis chapter 8 and verse 1.
A tam prvý verš.
Here we are in the middle of the flood story.
Tak nás to dá do stredu príbehu o potope.
And once again, the earth is covered in water.
A tu opäť je zem pokrytá vodou.
Just like it was before creation.
Presne tak, ako to bolo na začiatku stvorenia.
And in the second part of chapter 8 verse 1.
A v tej druhej časti prvého verša, v 8. kapitoli.
Now my English version says that God made a wind blow over the earth.
Vtedy dal Boh, aby vial vietor na zemi.
In Genesis chapter 1, the earth is covered in water.
Predstavte si to. Genesis 1. kapitola, zem je pokrytá vodami.
In chapter 8, the world is covered in water.
V 8. kapitole, po potope, alebo v rámci potopy ešte, tiež je zem pokrytá vodou.
In Genesis chapter 1,
v prvej kapitole Genesis
God's spirit moves over the waters.
Sa duch Boží pohybuje nad vodami.
And in chapter 8, a wind moves over
zatiaľ,
the waters.
Čo v 8. kapitole sa pohybuje vietor nad vodami.
Except the word is identical.
Problém je, že slovo je to isté.
In chapter 1, we translated as spirit.
Ale v prvej kapitole sme ho preložili ako duch.
And in chapter 8 we translated as wind.
Zatiaľ čo v 8. sme ho preložili ako slovo, ako vietor.
Does it make any difference?
Myslíte si, že na tom záleží?
Well, sometimes when we see the word spirit, we will assume, this is talking definitely, absolutely, The Holy Spirit is present in creation.
Častokrát, keď sa stretneme vlastne v takomto kontexte s duchom, tak si povieme, určite Duch Svätý, ktorý vtedy bol pri stvorení a oživoval.
And of course from the New Testament and so on we know that the Holy Spirit was present at creation.
Áno, z Nového zákona dostatočne dobre vieme, že naozaj Duch Svätý bol svedkom a konateľom stvorenia takisto.
But it's just a warning to us not to read too much into one word.
Ale rád by som nás varoval, aby sme sa príliš nezamerali len na slovný výraz.
Because in chapter 8 of Genesis,
v 8. kapitole tej istej knihy,
in the flood story,
vidíme, keď hovorí sa o potope,
world once again covered in water,
keď je opäť svet pokrytý vodou,
but there we don't translate it as spirit.
Tu už je tu zrazu
vietor. We translate it as water, translated as wind. What the book is trying to tell us is that God is present in creation.
To, čo nám tá kniha hovorí a chce povedať, je, že Boh je prítomný.
Creation doesn't just happen.
Stvorenie sa len neodohrá len tak.
In order for creation to happen, God has to be present.
Aby sa mohlo stvorenie odohrať, musí tam byť prítomný Boh.
And of course, this is one way in which Genesis goes against the view of our own time.
A toto je jeden zo spôsobov, ktorým kniha Genesis odporuje všeobecne uznávanému názoru dneška.
The world and all life on it is not here as the result of some kind of accident that happened millions of years ago.
Svet a život na ňom tu nie je len ako výsledok nejakého akcidentu, niečoho, čo sa stalo, nejakej nehody, nejakej náhody, hej, ktorá prebehla pred miliónmi rokov.
The world is present now because God was present back then.
Svet je tu prítomný preto, že na počiatku bol pri ňom prítomný Boh.
Now, let's have a look at the first day.
Pozrime sa teraz na ten prvý deň.
God said,
Boh povedal a riekol.
To whom was he speaking?
Komu riekol?
God said, let there be light.
Nech je svetlo.
Well, who did he,
Boh
who
riekol,
did he say it to?
Nech je svetlo, ale komu to riekol?
You know, I mean, if you were to see me arrive early in the tent this morning.
Ak by ste videli ma skôr dnes ráno, ako som prišiel sem.
And I was the only person here in the tent.
Bol som tu sám.
And you were just, you know, peering through the.
Niektorí z vás nakukovali.
Sides of the tent there.
Cez strany stanu donútra.
You saw me standing here in the middle of the tent.
Tak by ste ma videli, že tu stojím v prostriedku stanu.
Nobody else here.
Nikto tu nebol.
And if I said.
Ak by som vtedy povedal.
Switch on the microphones.
Zapnite mikrofóny.
You'd say, boy, this fellow's got a problem.
Tak ste povedali, tak niečo sa mu stalo.
And God said, let there be light.
A Boh povedal, nech je svetlo.
Well, who was he speaking to?
Ale komu to povedal?
Well, the point is, I think in this story, of course, that God isn't speaking to anybody.
Asi nám vyvstáva z toho, že Boh nikomu nehovorí.
God speaks and it happens.
Boh hovorí a niečo sa stane.
That is, God has control over the elements,
inými
over matter.
Slovami, Boh má nadvládu, kontroluje prvky, hmotu.
And this again underlines one of the radical things that Genesis was saying to the people of its time.
A toto opäť zdôrazňuje jednu z radikálnych vecí, ktorá posolstva knihy Genesis pre ten čas.
That for God, creation is effortless.
Že pre Boha stvorenie nie je žiadna námaha.
It doesn't require any struggle, any consultation.
Neobnáša žiadne úsilie, žiadne poradenstvo s niekým.
And those of us who work for the church.
A tí z vás, ktorí pracujete pre cirkev.
We'll be glad that it didn't take a committee.
Budete radi, že Boh nepotreboval výbor.
To bring light into existence.
Aby stvoril život.
God simply said, let there be.
Jednoducho Boh povedal, keď hovoril o svetle, nech je svetlo.
And there was.
A jednoducho to bolo.
Commands, which, God commands light into existence here.
Boh prikáže svetlo, aby existovalo.
And that is one of the things that God does in the Bible.
To je jedna z vecí, ktoré Boh v Biblii mimochodom robí.
He commands.
Prikazuje.
So, here at creation.
Takže tu pri stvorení.
He commands the elements.
Prikáže prvkom, hmote.
And it just responds like that.
A hmota prvky reagujú.
In a split second, bang, there it is.
Zlomku sekundy, pum, a už je to tu.
God also gives commands.
Pán Boh takisto prikazuje.
In history.
V dejinách.
And there the commands he gives are to people.
A v dejinách, keď Boh niečo prikazuje, v dejinách ľudstva, tak je to ľuďom.
So he commands Abraham to
prikazuje Abrahamovi,
move on in faith.
Aby vyšiel vierou.
He gives the Ten Commandments.
Dáva 10 Božích prikázaní.
So he commands people.
A zase prikazuje niečo ľuďom.
Now here in creation,
a tuto pri stvorení,
when God commands,
keď Boh prikáže,
the elements obey.
Tak samotné prvky poslúchajú.
Immediately.
Hneď.
Later on.
Neskôr.
When God commands people.
Keď Boh nariadi niečo ľuďom.
What happens then?
Čo sa stane? Bum, ľudia poslúchnu.
I didn't say that. That's right. When God commands people, well, sometimes they obey.
Keď Boh nariadi niečo ľuďom, niekedy poslúchnu.
And sometimes they don't obey.
Niekedy neposlúchnu.
I mean, if we were reading here in Genesis chapter 1.
Ak by sme tuto v prvej knihe Genesis v prvej kapitole čítali.
And God said, "Let there be light."
Boh povedal, nech je svetlo.
And behold, it remained dark.
A hľa, zostala tma.
We'd be surprised.
Asi by nás to prekvapilo.
But we're not surprised when it comes to people.
Ale neprekvapuje nás to, keď sa hovorí o ľuďoch.
You don't know what we're going to do. We might obey, we might disobey, we might just do our own thing.
Viete, u ľudí nikdy neviete, ako budú reagovať. Môžeme poslúchnuť, neposlúchnuť, spraviť si po svojom.
Which underlines an important point.
A tu nás zase privádza k dôležitému uzáveru.
When human beings do disobey,
keď ľudské bytosti neposlúchajú,
it shows that the fault does not lie with God. For here, when God commands the elements, they obey.
Znamená to, že vina nie je v Bohu. Pretože keď Boh prikáže, tak aj prvky posluchnú.
But when God commands people,
ale keď Boh nariadi niečo ľuďom,
well, they might not.
Možno, že posluchnú, možno nie.
In other words, the fault lies not with God.
Inými slovami, porucha nie je u Boha.
But with the freedom of human beings.
Ale porucha, alebo to, o čo sa jedná, je sloboda ľudských bytostí.
Now on this first day, God not only says let there be light.
Tento prvý deň nie len že Boh povie nech je svetlo.
But he also separates the light from the darkness.
Ale on to svetlo aj oddelí od temnoty.
And then he gives names to the light and the darkness.
Potom aj temnotu a svetlo patričnými menami nazve.
Now that is what a sovereign does. Somebody who is in charge, a lord and a king does that.
A to je to, čo robí ten, ktorý je všemocný, vzvrchovaný, len pán a král.
To separate,
môže oddeliť
and to name.
A môže pomenovať.
I mean, if I were to say, okay, all the brothers are going to sit on that side of the tent.
Ak by som ja teraz povedal, všetci bratia a muži budete sedieť na tej strane stanu.
All the sisters at that side of the tent.
Všetky ženy, sestry na tej strane stanu.
And all the children in the middle.
A všetky deti budú v strede.
Well, you'd know who was in charge, wouldn't you?
No tak z tohto by ste poznali, kto to má pod kontrolou, nie?
Well, I might not be in charge, but I would give the impression of being in charge.
Samozrejme, možno, že realita by bola taká, že ja nie som ten, kto rozhoduje, ale aspoň by sa vám to tak zdalo.
Well, that's what God does.
Ale to je to, čo robí Pán Boh.
He says, you're going to belong there.
Pán Boh hovorí,
you belong there.
Ty budeš náležať tam, ty pôjdeš zase tam.
I'm going to call you.
A dokonca teba budem volať.
Day.
Deň.
And I'm going to call
you. A teba nazvem noc.
What's interesting, however,
to, čo je zaujímavé,
is that God doesn't give names to everything he creates.
Je, že Boh nepomenuje všetko, čo stvorí.
He only gives names to certain things.
Len niektoré veci, čo stvorí, len tie pomenuje.
Now let's just quickly look at what it is that he does.
Pozrime sa na to, čo robí.
Verse 5.
Piatý verš.
Now, what does God name in verse 5?
Čo tu Boh nazýva v 5. verši? Čo mu dáva meno?
Yes, day and night. Day and night.
Deň a noc.
And then in verse 8.
A potom v 8. verši.
What does God name?
Čo Boh nazýva? Čo mu dáva meno? The sky, the firmament.
The sky. That's right. And in verse 10.
V 10. verši, čo mu Boh dáva meno? The dry land.
Mm-hmm. And
a ešte sušina a ešte the waters, sea.
Right. Okay, that's right. But those are the only things.
Áno. Ale toto sú
only things that God names.
Toto, len tieto veci Pán Boh nazýva, dáva im meno.
Day and night.
Deň a noc.
The sky above.
Obloha nad nami.
Land and sea.
A sušina a more.
In other words, what God names,
to, čo Boh nazýva, to, čo Boh pomenúváva,
are the basic elements of time,
sú základné elementy času
and space.
A priestoru.
He names day and night.
Nazve deň, nazve noc.
Time.
Nazve čas.
And the heavens above.
Nazve nebesia nad nami.
And the land and the sea beneath.
A suchú zem a more, ktoré sú pod nebesiami.
In other words, space.
Inými slovami, priestor.
Those are the only things that God names.
Tieto dve kategórie Pán Boh nazýva.
The elements of time and space.
Prvky času a priestoru.
In other words, Genesis says.
Inými slovami, Genesis hovorí.
This God.
Tento Boh.
Not the gods of the nations.
Žiadne iní bohovia iných národov, tento Boh.
Not the gods of these surrounding countries.
Žiadne iní bohovia iných krajín.
But this God.
Ale tento Boh.
This eternal God.
Je večným.
Is the Lord of time and space.
Je pánom času a priestoru.
And it's because he is the Lord of time and space.
A keďže je pánom času a priestoru,
that in the beginning,
tak na počiatku,
time, God created the heavens and the earth.
Tak na počiatku space. Boh stvoril nebesia a zem, čas, časopriestor.
The God of Genesis 1.
Boh, ktorý je popisovaný v prvej kapitole Genesis,
is radically different from any other god worshipped in the ancient world.
Je radikálne odlišný od akýchkoľvek bohov, ktorí vtedy boli uctievaní.
He not only challenges the views of the ancient world.
Nie len, že je to v protiklade s tým, ako to vnímal starodávny svet.
But also challenges the views of the modern world.
Ale je to aj v protiklade s tým, ako to vníma moderný svet.